Jack and News, trending now. Trending now.
Partly cloudy and cool today. Pretoria, Mbombela and Rustenburg 21. Tzaneen 24. Johannesburg reaching a high of 20 degrees.
In Pretoria on the N1 northbound, traffic is moving slowly towards Rigel Avenue.
The organisation undoing tax abuse has urged the government of national unity to improve internal engagement after the confusion surrounding the now scrapped VAT hike. While welcoming the decision to keep VAT at 15%, the organisation says the situation could have been avoided through better coordination. Here's Alta CEO Wayne Duvenage.
This is a welcome move. I think it's also an indication how the government of national unity can find solutions, even though it goes through a very disruptive process, which is very necessary, so that there's a lot of learning that hopefully has come out of this situation on the VAT increase, and that we can move forward with greater collaboration, more meaningful engagements before decisions like this are taken.
Mobile network operator MTN says it suffered a cybersecurity breach that exposed personal data of some customers in certain markets. We'll have more on the story in our 8 o'clock bulletin. And Toronto, Canada tops Time Out's best 15 places to travel to on holiday in May. Hokkaido, Japan is second, and third on the list is Athens, Greece.
It's Continental Cup time again this weekend in the world of football. In the CAF Champions League semi-final, Sundowns are away to Egyptian giants Al Ahly, with the teams goalless on aggregate after the first leg. Also in Cairo, Pirates take on Pyramids FC, also goalless on aggregate, meaning either local side needs only a goal draw to advance, and it would be fantastic to see two South African teams in the Champions League final. The Brazilians kick off against Al Ahly at 6, the Buccaneers get going at 8 o'clock. There's more. Stellenbosch FC are in the Confederation Cup and will host Simba FC for the second leg of their semi-final in Durban, far from their fans in the Cape. That match is on Sunday. UFC middleweight title holder Dricus du Plessis has dismissed the rumours that he's injured and unable to defend his title later this year. Posting on social media, Stilnox wrote, "Okay," and he spelt it O-K-E-Y, so okay. So everyone had their opinions and rumors and stories about a shin break and injuries, etc. "I found it all very entertaining," he said. "Unfortunately, none of it is true." He says he and the UFC have already discussed a fight date and opponent.
You see.
Yeah. So it's been hotly tipped, of course, that his third title defense would headline UFC 317 in Vegas. And it's the Russian, the wrestler, Khamzat Chimaev, the obvious opponent. We're still waiting for the actual announcement, but it looks like that's the way it's going to play out.
So much rubbish news, fake news going around.
It must be so fascinating to sit there and read about yourself.
Mm-hmm. I know, and go like, "I'm fine, yeah. I'm fine." Vegas.
Ooh. It's a biggie.
That is going to be amazing. Do they have it? Did they give it time?
They haven't.
Update?
Yes,
ish.
They do. I'll confirm the date for you.
Who's for Viet Vadjai Viet?
Yeah, for what Viet?
Vadjai Viet.
It's not too far away from now. No. So let's see if the date pops. Nah, not yet. I'll find it for you and confirm.
It's a cliffhanger.
So got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Wait.
29th of June.
Oh.
Of this year?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we're going to have a busy year.
Yeah, very busy.
Vegas. Where's the Women's World Cup?
Oh,
somewhere.
Yeah.
Not here. It's somewhere else. It's a busy year.
It is. Travel.
Listen, I just need to get the Easter cake. Honestly, that's all I need to do for now. And also give you a tune that just says, like, "How's it Friday? How about this? What is love? Baby, don't hurt.